Hello everyone, this is Jean Collin presenting an occasional podcast. 11 years ago, Sally Rayner phoned me from Rose-on-Sea in North Wales to tell me that Anne Ziegler had died only a few months after her 93rd birthday. She had never recovered from a bad fall early in August, and had spent the final few months of her life in hospital. Most of the music in this podcast was written either in 1902 or 1910, the years of Webster Booth and Anne's birth, or the music was written by composers born in those years. If you listen to my previous podcasts, you may have heard some of these recordings before. Merry England was written in 1902, and Anne and Webster appeared in this operetta many times in England, Canada, and South Africa. Here is Anne's recording of the waltz song, not her test recording for HMV, which I have played before, but a private recording made it a Constantin Eisner when she was in her late 60s. HMV Light Opera recording of Gems from Merry England. You will recognize Webster's voice in this recording. None of the singers were named on the record. If anyone recognizes other singers here, I'd be delighted to know who they are.
First this old world trod, he was, you know, a baby god, and old Dame Nature nursed the lad, but let him run about unfed.
Old Dame Nature nursed the lad, but let him run about unfed.
One day my lady fashion came and blushed beneath her rouge with shame to see the pretty innocent unclothed in gypsy nature's tent.
To see the pretty innocent unclothed in gypsy nature's tent.
Heedless of Dame Nature's curse, she took him from his gypsy nurse and set him in her chariot, determined to improve his lot.
And heedless of Dame Nature's curse, she took him from his gypsy nurse and set him in her chariot,
sunshine and the showers. the lovers laugh at Robin Hood's wedding. I said the friar and I lead the choir. Oh, friar, talk to Robin Hood at Robin Hood's wedding.
Fritz Kreisler, that virtuoso of the violin, wrote the showpiece Caprice Viennois in 1910, the year of Anne's birth. Here is this charming piece played by the English violinist Tamsin Little.
Thank you.
Several songs which Webster recorded were written in 1902 and 1910. I've always been very fond of Morning by Ole Speaks, which he recorded in 1940, accompanied by Gerald Moore. He also recorded Speak Sylvia, the first accompaniment I ever played for one of his students when I became his part-time studio accompanist as a teenager 51 years ago. Sadly, I've never found that recording, but here is his recording of Morning. Early in 1935, not very long after Anne arrived in London from Liverpool, she sang in a BBC production of The Chocolate Soldier. She has never recorded My Hero, one of the hits from that show, but here is a lovely recording of this song by the American Reese Stevens.
Forever, forever. We place our trust.
One of my favorite songs, I Breathe in Windows, written by Billy Mayle, who was also born in 1902, the same year as Webster, appeared in the film Over She Goes. But I must admit, I was rather disappointed in the way it was sung in the film. I much preferred Webster's version in the medley of This Year of Theatreland 1936, which I have played in a previous podcast. Here is Eric Parkin playing a piano arrangement of the song. The composer Meredith Wilson was born on May the 18th in 1902, a few months after Webster. Here is this rather sentimental, "May the good Lord bless and keep you." Cloud you see,
think of every cloud you see, fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Another equally sentimental song was written in 1910. This time the great Irish tenor John McCormack sings Mother McCree.
Was made bright by the light of the smile in your eye, like a candle that's set in a window at night. Your fond love has cheered me and guided me right. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me.
Naughty Marietta by Victor Herbert was written in 1910. The hit of the show was Our Sweet Mystery of Life. I'm sure I've played you Annan Webster's duet of that song and also Webster's solo recording. So let us finish the podcast with their Afrikaans recording of the song, made in 1959 and entitled Al Die Soetige Heime. Thank you for listening to this podcast in commemoration of Anne's death in 2003. I hope to do another in time for the 113th anniversary of Webster's birth. Until then, goodbye.
Anders van de Liebe kan ik nooit in de lakbachen verstaan.
Al die zwakre, die verlangen en die streven, die hoop wat brandt, die vruchten en ook van zo na die liefde sag in dir.
Das die Antwort, das die innigste van Barna.
O, dat die liefde alles mag
Lift us, mach die Arme.